Here we are back on a quick turnaround, back-to-back Bassmaster Elite Series events, so we got to get this video out for Lake Seminole, second stop of the Bassmaster Elite Series for 2023, talking about Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and Mercury Drain the Lake, talk about some of the winners, losers, and how to get some great picks in for your next event to make sure you come out on top. First off, I want to recognize the winners of Week 1 Beat Hellebass. Congratulations to KLZ14 on a tremendous lineup at the Big O. Didn't get the winner, but went with solid picks all across the board. Nobody less than 33rd, two in the top 10. Nice job. You are a winner. I will get something out to you very shortly. Watch for an email in your inbox so you can claim your prize. 11th place overall, top percentile, so nice job. And then Drain the Lake, congratulations, Johnson56F. Nice job with over 2,100 points. As I've explained in the past, it is almost essential to get the winner right. And they did get Tyler Rivette. I'm sure they didn't think they were going to be live scoping jerkbait fish in the river, but that's what happened, and that's how the tournament was won. Overall, solid roster. Don't think you burned too many obvious picks for other places, so you're off to a great start, in my opinion. Also, watch your inbox to claim the prize. We'll get those out this week. As for my fantasy fishing roster, didn't get off to such a great start. Below 50 percentile, not where any place we're going to hang out. I expect to dig out of this hole pretty quickly and make a charge. Not going to hang out here. So we got some work to do. Much how Florida is often a tripping up point in the season for the actual anglers, it can be an obvious tough starting spot for fantasy fishing players and can be a place that can trip you up. But it's a long season, and you got plenty of time to get yourself back into this. Definitely went with the wrong Johnson this week. And Scott Martin kind of faded after a great start, and Matt Harrington did not come out of the gates like I predicted. Other than that, the Steve Kennedy pick, Bucket E, that was pure gold. My saving grace, though, we're actually sitting pretty good. We're in the mid-90s on Drain the Lake. With just one angler at 76, everybody else made the top 50 cut and had some solid finishes. If I could have had Tyler Rivette or somebody like that, or the winner, or Drew Cook come back on the final day for the win, it would have been a very good roster getting those double points. All right, let's talk about Lake Seminole. We're going just north a few hours, right on the Florida-Georgia line. Lake Seminole, they're going to take out of the Georgia waters, but the Lake Seminole stretches over and kind of split down the middle on the Florida and Georgia side, and a little bit actually touches Alabama. It's a pretty good-sized reservoir at like 30-some thousand acres, has a lot of fishable water. You're going to see a lot of stuff that looks similar to Florida and Okeechobee, shallow mats, reed heads, vegetation. You know, there's a lot of shallow opportunities, but there's a little more offshore here. There's a more current factor. There are some shallow ledges. There's more ditches and drains leading into areas. So I think you're going to see a mix of what we saw this past week at Okeechobee. People fishing up shallow, power fishing, chatterbaits, soft plastics, flipping, things like that. But you're also going to see people fishing staging fish, chatterbaits, jerkbaits, crankbaits, grass beds, ditches, points, things like that. It's going to be a very good mix, I believe. Air temperatures have been a little bit cool coming into this event, but the 10-day forecast looks amazing. It's going to be a super warm tread, so this should really be a wide open event with a lot of things. I think you're going to see a battle of anglers up super shallow, skinny water, picking off bass, flooding the shallow flats on isolated cover and vegetation. And I think you're going to see people posted up on those outside edges, creek channels, ditches, and things like that, catching them coming and going out of those spawning areas. Moon situation, we're coming off a new moon this week. There's a lot of things pointing to this being a very big event. The Elites haven't been here since 2014 when Brett Height, a Elite Series rookie, FLW veteran at that point, came in and won his very first event. Had 97 pounds, almost 100 pounds, almost exclusively on bladed jigs and chatterbaits and staging fish. I think we could see something very similar this week. A lot of guys are going to catch them, but I think we're going to see a lot of 20-pound bags. This tournament winner could flirt with 100 pounds. I think it's going to be a pretty wide-open event. Well, enough yapping. Let's get into the picks. Bucket E, where we start, as always, we're doing this so early. There are no percentages up yet, so you're on your own percentage-wise. One event in Florida, it kind of jumbled the standings quite a bit. It's just off pure AOI standings after one event. So there is some value to be had in the lower buckets. A couple anglers that look good to me. Larry Nixon didn't have a good event, but I think he's a veteran, and this is a veteran savvy, history-rich venue Seminole. We're talking to the nods back to Jack Wingate's fishing lodge, things like that. He could be a sneaky pick. I think him dragging a worm and that general, it could fit up nice for him. If you're looking for a nostalgic pick, he's not necessarily my pick, but you know, if you want to get Nixon on a roster this year, this could be a good one. I think Cole Sands, rookie, I think this could set up well for him. Being a Tennessee River guy, I think he's going to feel at home here. It's not exactly that kind of fishery, but I think he's going to bounce back pretty good here. I would imagine Sukup doesn't feel great about his opening event. I think he's going to be able to use his strengths a little more in this event. So John Sukup leveraging his strengths, both shallow and offshore, could be good here. For the same reasons, like Cole Sands, Jacob Fouts could be sneaky good here. Don't sleep on Jason Christie. Last time, 2014, he just missed a top 10, and there is this video of him losing a giant bass. They called it a 10-pounder. Not sure if it was a 10-pounder, but check out this clip from the event back in 2014 where he hooks up on a shallow reed head kind of clump and just gets it out and just loses it next to the boat. This could line up well for him. A little bit of dirty water, shallow water. The defending champ could have a really nice rebound this week.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
But in the end, I'm going to go with Keith Poche. I know some of you might have got burned by him because you might have put him on your roster for Lake Okeechobee, but he was at the BPT event just down the road at the Kissimmee Chain or Toho, and he missed this event. But he is going to be here for Seminole. He did do an off-the-grid video here. He did put in his homework. I think he's a good pick here. I think he could be overlooked a little bit here because people are going to see that he has like 0 points, 0%. Not sure if he's going to fish, but this could be a good week to use Keith Poche in his little aluminum boat. And I think he could do some sneaky stuff in this venue. So watch for big things from Keith Poche. Bucket T. There are a couple really good obvious picks here. One, Drew Benton got off to a bad start at Okeechobee, but this is his home pond. He grew up here, kicked off his tournament career here. He is a local stud. Now, he hasn't spent a lot of time here recently, but I still think he knows a way around this pond. I expect him to have a really strong event, and I think it fits his style as a shallow water, pre-spawn, chatterbait, sight fishing angler. He could be really good here. Josh Douglas had like a top 20, 25 here in a FLW event not that long ago, 2019, the one that Brian Latimer won. Brian Schmidt, not great at Okeechobee. A lot of people said, hey, grass, Brian Schmidt should be solid. Didn't work out so well, but there's still grass at Seminole, so I think Schmidt definitely could be a contender to win here. But me, I'm going Brian New. He's got a long, rich history here. Even though he's a South Carolina angler, he has snuck down here and fished a lot of regional and semi-national events where he's won a BFL regional here. He's done well in some other events. I think he could be really strong. And he's looking, you know, needs to make a splash. He won his very first elite event. Hasn't made a ton of noise, been a solid career. But I think he could contend for a win and be there on day four this week. Bucket C, there's several anglers I like here. Stetson Blaylock, Brandon Lester, a sneaky pick here, I think. Luke Palmer, he's a stalwart for me on fantasy picks. He's a slow and steady guy, catches them just about everywhere he goes. So if you're looking for a safe pick, I like Luke Palmer. But for me, I think John Cox bounces back this week. I think actually this Florida Georgia line event fits his style and fits his aluminum Crestliner rig even better. So I look for him to have a solid event here, and he's got a pretty good history here as well. Bucket B, it's hard to overlook Brandon Polinick. He came out of this Okeechobee event with a top 25. He usually does terrible in Florida. So I think that momentum and confidence is going to be overflowing into this tournament. The year that he won his first AOI, he finished 105th on Okeechobee. And the fact he's got a 25th puts him on a fast track to be a contender in AOI this year. So this could be your last chance to pick him in Bucket B, because I think he might be Bucket A the rest of the season, because I expect him to have a strong event here. I think this really lines up for him quite well. Cody Huff could be really strong here. I like this for Brad Hallman. Scott Martin's got a top 10 here in the past in an FLW event. A lot of good matchups here. I wouldn't be surprised to see Hackney bounce back with a really strong event here and back it up and move up the leaderboard. But for me, I think pre-spawn is going to play big. And I think this is one where Buddy Gross, a former winner here on the FLW side, could blow this out. This lines up for his kind of event where he can find those staging fish offshore, and mow down big ones. Look for Buddy Gross to be really strong in this event. Finally, Bucket A, you know, I wouldn't sleep on Brandon Cobb having a big event. See what he did with the Chatterbait Okeechobee. Chatterbaits are going to play strong here as well. Tyler Rivette, I don't know. Momentum, we'll see. You got a couple Georgia guys and Mark Frazier to look at in this event. I could see Kyle Welcher being really good here. Patrick Walters is a guy that I think can potentially rival Polinick this year for Angler of the Year. I think he is poised well to do super well in this event. But for me, I am going to go local here. Drew Cook, much like Drew Benton, grew up on the shores of Lake Seminole. He has a top 10 in the first event. I think he rolls into this event and has another back-to-back top 10. Is probably one of your early AOI leaders. So I like Drew Cook a lot in Bucket A. Tiebreaker here, 92 pounds, 2 ounces. I think this is going to go bigger than the Big O. I think they might flirt with 100 pounds, but I don't think they're quite going to get there. Now let's move on to Drain the Lake. All right. I'm going to use John Cox up this week. I think this is a good matchup for him. I like him here. I like his boat, like his rig. Just none of the other events look that great, although he'll probably have a few top 10s yet this year. I just think this is the best bet. Bradley Hallman, I don't know, just a sneaky fit here. I think this fits up well to him. There could be some dirty water. There could be some spinnerbait, some chatterbait, some flipping. You know, if Christie did well in the past, Hallman's kind of a poor man's Jason Christie. I like his chances. I'm going to use up Keith Poche this week in his one event. I thought about using him at the Sabine, but there's a back-to-back situation where the Sabine is right before one of the BPT events, and I just don't know if that's too much of a distraction. You know, might have to leave early. Maybe he opts out because he wants to get practice in, or maybe this whole back and forth thing and him missing events, he just finally throws in and like picks one event or the other. So I just want to use him up early in the season on a good matchup before he's, maybe gets distracted and decides not to fish the elites. Drew Benton, hometown guy. We're going to use him here. That's an easy one. I think Cole Sands, this is a good matchup for him. He's going to have a bounce back. Prosnick, shallow water, pre-spawn on the verge of spawn. I think that's a good line matchup for him. Buddy Gross, I think he could win this thing, so I want to have the potential winner on my Drain the Lake. And then Brian New, likewise. So I got a handful of guys there that I think are potential guys to win this event, and that's why they're on the Drain the Lake lineup. If you haven't joined the Beat Hellebass group, you still can. Link down in the description below, or just search Beat Hellebass in the group standings and directory, and the password is Visor, all caps. You can still join and still be eligible to win prizes throughout the season for both Drain the Lake and the regular Fantasy Fishing game.